Longtime Kamala Harris aide leaves staff following exodus from VP's office. By Nick Gilbertson on July 15, 2022. Rohini Kosoglu, Vice President Kamala Harris's domestic policy adviser, is departing the vice president's staff next month following an exodus of aides that started in December and extended into this year, according to a Washington Post report. Kosoglu, as David Nakamura of the leftist publication noted, is one of Harris's longest tenured aides, as their time working together extends back to 2017 when she began serving on then-Senator Harris's DCA staff. Kosoglu told the Post in an interview. It's been 6 years, and she understands that my family's very much looking forward to this time. And that I will always be here should she need any trusted information or counsel. Even through this time period, she's been an invaluable source of support and guidance to me to come to this decision. Data from Real Clear Politics shows that the vice president's average favorability rating sits at just 38.7%. And the high number of departures from her inner circle has caused worry among some Democrats, as Nakamura pointed out. Since December, Harris's aides have been leaving in droves, starting with former communications director Ashley Etienne. Her December exit came on the heels of a November CNN report asserting there was relationship turmoil between President Joe Biden's staffers and Harris's aides just 10 months into their administration. Worn out by what they see as entrenched dysfunction and lack of focus, key West Wing aides have largely thrown up their hands at Vice President Kamala Harris and her staff, deciding there simply isn't time to deal with them right now, the establishment outlet reported. Harris's press secretary and advisor, Simone Sanders, soon followed suit, as did former director of press operations Peter Vols, who left in January, as Breitbart News documented at the time. He announced he was jumping into a role on the protocol team in the U.S. State Department following his departure. Some former Harris staffers have said the vice president's demanding style has contributed to burnout, Nakamura noted Friday. In March, Sabrina Singh, Harris's former deputy press secretary, departed for a job in the Department of Defense, as CNN noted at the time. Singh previously served as press secretary for Harris's failed 2020 president campaign. She also advised the then-California senators Fearless for the People PAC, as Breitbart News noted.